Looks like we have quite the crowd. Normally, there's hardly anyone here, so obviously there's some contentious items on the list. None of the items require to be open to public comment because there does seem to be some interest. We will open some of them for short periods for public comment. Laura, do you want to do the invocation, please?
Happy to. Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful that we are met here this evening as a community and a planning commission. We're grateful for the freedoms that we are afforded here in the United States of America. We give thanks to thee for such a beautiful place that we live. Please bless us this evening as a planning commission, that we will listen intently, that we will be blessed to make wise decisions that are for the benefit of Midway and its citizens. And we ask for this in the name of thy Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Melanie, have you received any feedback on the minutes from the last meeting?
No.
Okay, does anyone have any updates or changes that they want to make to the minutes? No. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I motion that we accept the minutes from our last meeting of February 2024.
Okay, any seconds?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Item number two, we have Berg Engineering Agent for the Homestead Group is proposing to amend the 2021 Homestead Master Plan approved with Resolution 2021-02. Michael, you want to talk about that?
Yes, thank you. Chairman Green, members of the Planning Commission, members of the public, the city's received an application to amend the Homestead's master plan. There's actually a history of amendments with this master plan that I'll go over. And just kind of right up front, amending any type of an agreement with the city, a master plan annexation agreement, is discretionary on the city's part, so both parties would need to agree to the amendment. It's not a situation where the city needs to approve what's being proposed, and so it's a little bit different than a lot of the subdivisions that we look at, where it's really an administrative action. This is a legislative action on the city's part. So on the screen, we've got our aerial photograph, and I've outlined on this map just the core area of the homestead. We'll see some other maps later that shows all the property that's owned by the homestead, but this is roughly the 35-acre core area. Here's a closer view of that. Now you can see Homestead Drive over here on the west side, and you can see crater here in the center, and then a closer view. So first we'll discuss the approved plan, and the last amendment to the homestead was in 2021. So there's actually an agreement in 2020 and the agreement in 2021 that really governs the site right now. So here's a bit of a history. The master plan was originally approved on August 27, 2008, then it was amended. So the first amendment happened on September 1st, 2020. And then there was a second amendment, which was really kind of an addendum to the first amendment. It didn't take the place of the first amendment, but it added to the first amendment. And that happened on March 5th, 2021. So these two documents, the first and second amendment, really govern the homestead regarding the master plan. So what's being proposed now in 2024 is a third amendment to the master plan. Kind of the idea is if there is an approval with the master plan, that instead of having these two documents that govern, we would actually just adopt a third amendment that would govern, and the other two wouldn't govern any longer. But most of the components of those two master plans, those two amendments, would still be a part of the third amendment. So what's in the current plan? There's 174 hotel rooms that's in the current plan. There's There are four condominiums existing on site right now that are owned by the homestead. So those, that's the only thing that can really be sold separately on the homestead property at the moment. There's only five tax IDs on the entire property, four of those being these condominium units. Overall acreage owned by the homestead 7201 that's in the master plan. There's another roughly 20 acres or so that isn't owned by the homestead, but it's not part of the master plan, and we'll discuss that. So right now they've got 30.27 acres of open space, which is 59%. 19.74 of those acres is located outside of the core area, and some of that's up next to Turnberry, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then some of the open space, the 10.53, is located inside the core, so in that area that was outlined on the map that we were looking at. As I mentioned before, there's 19.49 acres that is owned by the homestead but not in the master plan. It's part of the golf course, but there's no real restriction on development of that property. Other components to the current master plan, there's 424 stalls, but two areas of parking lot expansion that could happen if they're needed. The current master plan has two phases with it. They have yet to go through preliminary and final approval for either of those two phases. There's one ownership, as I mentioned, for the entire property with those four condominium units being the only things that can be sold separately. And there's a public trail that parallels Homestead Drive. So the city has now completed the trail to the north of the homestead up to Cary Lane and onto the state park. And now, just recently, we've completed the trail south of the homestead that wraps around to Second North and down to Main Street. So we need the trail finished in between those two sections of trail, and that would be the homestead. And that really was required to be built by the homestead by October 31st of 2021, so that hasn't happened yet. They are committing to build that this spring, and so that will connect those trails together. And they also have paid $50,000 for off-site improvements, including the Homestead Trail that was paid to the city as part of our trail project this last year. They also did deed an easement to the city north of the homestead for the public trail that crosses their area of the golf course, just north of the Cantons. So here's a copy of the approved master plan that we've got for the time being. So this is what could be built on site right now, and it's difficult to see, but there are some buildings that have cross-hatching on them. So these four over here, there's two of them down here. There's five residences over on the far side of the driving range from the main resort. So this is what has been approved by the city council and is in the agreement. And again, that's what they're allowed to build. Again, both parties would need to agree to amend that agreement to build it bigger than what's shown on this map. And so they're proposing to change that overall master plan agreement with tonight's proposal. And we can come back to what's in this map if the Planning Commission has any questions. This shows that core area, and what this shows is what's developable and what's open space within the core. So parallel Homestead Drive is a 100-foot setback. That's all listed as open space. But also, just to the east of the crater, the driving range area, this is also permanent open space, and those two pieces equal the 10.53 acres within the core. And so, really nothing can be built in those areas right now unless the agreement is amended. And then this shows the other parcels owned by the homestead, at least the owners of the homestead. So you can see the core area where we're just looking at the closer view. This is the green open space area in the core. Then there's these other parcels that is owned by the homestead. There's three to the south, and then one up in the Turnberry area. And per the current agreement, that's permanent open space, so nothing can be built in that area. Then there's this purple property north of the core. That is the 19.49 acres that isn't required open space. Potentially it could be built on. One of the proposed conditions from staff is that area have a permanent conservation easement on it, so it becomes permanent open space if an approval is granted. So that's one thing that we're looking for if there is an agreement to amend the current master plan agreement. So to go through the proposed plan, they would now have 125 hotel rooms, so this reduces. There would be 11 residents. four condominium units would remain, but they would also, they're proposing to add 68 new condominiums on site. So those would have their own tax ID numbers, meaning they could be sold to individuals, where the current plan really have to sell the entire site except for those four condominium units that we've talked about. They do own the 72.01 acres that's in the current master plan. They've got the 19.49 that's separate from that. With the proposed plan, at the time that I wrote the staff report with the information we had, it looked like they had 26.23 acres of open space, which is roughly 52%. That's less than our code requires at 55%. They've since given me a new map that we'll go over that shows that there is more open space in the core than any of their previous drawings they submitted for the application, so we'll go over that. So 19.74 acres outside of the core and 6.49 inside the core area, so that reduced from 10 and changed down to 6.49. And then again, the 19.49 acres owned by the homestead that's not part of the master plan, that was on that previous map located right here. So other parts of that master plan, they're proposing 465 required stalls with a minimum of 510 being built on site, but the possibility of expanding that up to 609 stalls if they're needed. So the idea is they'll build 510 for sure, and only 465 would be required for their proposal. But if there is a parking issue on site, they could expand that parking up to 609. There is one phase with the application. Meeting with the applicant this morning, it sounds like they do want to phase the development, so we would need a map that would show that phasing plan. So one ownership for the property except for the condominium units. There's four existing condominiums, and then they're proposing 68. And then the 11 residences also have tax ID numbers. So those units could be sold, but the majority of the resort would be in one ownership except for those units. And then a public trail that parallels Homestead Drive, and they're proposing to build that by the end of summer of this year. Other components to this is they'd redesign the clubhouse. The clubhouse is located just kind of to the northeast of the crater. Redesigned a golf cart storage building with a second story of indoor pickleball, and that's just north of the clubhouse. So I'll go to a map to show that. So the clubhouse is this building up here, and then this golf cart storage plus the indoor pickleball is located just north of that. Redesigned activity center, and the activity center is this new building just north of the crater. Oops. And then the wedding barn and the conference center are combined into one facility. And so with our current master plan, there's a wedding barn here and then a conference facility kind of up in this area. With the new plan, it turns into this one building right here. So combining those two into one. And then tennis courts are converted to pickleball courts. So there's currently tennis courts up in this area. Those will be converted to pickleball. They would remove the stable. So there's a stable kind of in this area here. Remove that from the plans. And then there's some other minor revisions as part of their proposal also. This is a copy, well, this is a map that shows the sensitive lands on site. It's hard to see, but there's some wetlands where this existing pond is. And then there's also the crater is above 25% slope, so that's also sensitive lands. It's also a geologic feature that's protected by our code. And then there's also some sensitive lands because of slope over next to Snake Creek on the far side of the driving course. And this is their proposed site plan. To go over the different items in here, we've gone over some of these on the north end. The condominiums, the 68 condominiums are in these, it's kind of these round colored buildings. So these are all new. These other kind of reddish colored buildings are all existing right now. So the orange would be the new buildings. And then also the